meeting of the Utah Department of Alcohol Beverage Control. Duly noticed for this Tuesday, June 11, 2019, the hour of 10:30 a.m. Present in this room are, I'll just have those who are present go around the room and identify themselves. Incidentally, we do now have a quorum. Some are present physically, others are joining us telephonically. So, Commissioner Parrish, do you want to identify yourself?
Stan Parrish, Commissioner. Cade Meyer, Deputy Director.
Vicki Ashby, Assistant.
Jeff Buckner, Assistant Attorney General.
Ruth Ann Oki Frost, Division Director for Licensing and Compliance.
Sal Tilos, Director of DABC.
Thank you. On the phone, we have Commissioner Jacobson, Commissioner Smith, and Commissioner Bateman. This meeting has been called to consider the request of counsel, Lonnie DeLand, for a review of default order and request for stay during the pendency of review relative to issues involving Down Under Club in Woods Cross, Utah. I'd like Ruth Ann and Jeff to tell us what's going on here and perhaps make the Attorney General's office make a recommendation for action today. So will the two of you address the issue before us?
Yeah, so essentially at the May meeting of the commission ordered a default judgment against Down Under Club from a violation back from 2017. Subsequently, we discovered that the notice of that motion for default judgment had been delayed, and so the licensee did not get timely notice.
Yeah, notice was returned undeliverable. We reserved it. He should have had it by the commission's meeting, but there wasn't adequate time. The time for him to respond had not expired.
So that accounted for the fact that no one showed at our commission meeting to address this issue. Is that the problem?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. DeLand, do you want to address this for a moment?
I'm sorry. This is Commissioner Smith. I just have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Amanda.
If my memory is correct, this violation was more than 3 months old. So was this the first notice that had been sent and delayed? Or I understand that they didn't get the one right before the commission meeting, but still was a long period of time since the actual violation.
Yes, we had also served a notice to appear or appoint because we had no response from Down Under Club's counsel. We'd also sent a letter to Down Under Club to say, are you currently represented by counsel? The answer was, yes, we're represented by George Diumenti. There was more delay trying to contact George. And so then we filed a notice to appear or appoint. There was no response, and then we filed the notice for default.
Okay. Strikes me that
I just wanted to clarify those facts. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I think, and I won't speak for Mr. DeLand, but it strikes me that part of the argument here is the inadequacy of counsel and the inability for the applicant to have due notice as a result. So, Lonnie, do you want
yes, the violation?
He was serving an intoxicated person.
Any other questions from the commissioners? Go ahead, Lonnie. Do you want to state your case for us, and then we'll discuss it.
As I set out in the request that was filed and served on some of you, that period of time from the violation until the default, he was indeed represented by George Diumenti has had every reason to believe that George was handling it. The problem was George was fought three successive cancer battles, the first two going into remission, the third one ultimately led to his demise. He died last Thursday. His right hand administrator and wife, actually, Cheryl, actually also was fighting her battle with cancer during this period of time. And then she had a stroke. She's currently in a wheelchair. Her entire left side is paralyzed. And based upon all that, I mean, everything just fell through the cracks. George had actually retired, but had agreed to represent Mr. Blood and the Down Under. But it just didn't come to fruition, and he was not really competent to handle it during his illness anyway. And so I took this over and started a dialogue with Jeff Buckner. And to clear up the thing on the notice, as it was reported, it was sent to the wrong address, so it was returned. Mr. Buckner believed it sent out immediately thereafter, but it wasn't. He was out of town with, I guess, a death in the family. And then what happened was, and I have the envelope, it was opened in my presence. The notice, even though it had a date of a mailing certificate of April 25th, and therefore the commission would rely on that, in Mr. Buckner's absence, his paralegal never changed the date of that mailing certificate. I have the actual envelope, which is dated, postmark is May 23rd. Using the rules of civil procedure, that means the service was presumed to have occurred on 27th. However, the actual 23rd, I believe, was a Sunday. 26th was a Sunday. May 27th was Memorial Day, and the 28th was the very day of the hearing before the commission, and that was May 28th, and that's the date that the order of default was signed. Not only was he out of town, he didn't even receive it until the 30th when he brought it into my office, steel sealed. His mail comes in the afternoon, so even if he was not out of town, it would have been served after the hearing had already taken place. So I think, to me, I assume to everybody else, that you know, fairness and due process would dictate that this default should be set aside, and allowing myself and Mr. Buckner to negotiate settlement on this matter from the beginning of 2017, and in the meantime, I would ask that an immediate stay be put in place so that he can reopen it. This would be the 13th day. I don't know if he can reopen his doors tonight, but if he can, it would be a 12-day suspension. Well, if he cannot, so the next day would be 13.
All right. I think we understand. Jeff, do you have a recommendation for us?
Yeah, I think the only issue that I said before the commission today is the issue of the stay, and it's not setting aside. But as to the stay, we would recommend that the commission stay enforcement of the order, and that the matter be set aside till the July calendar. This is not July, not June, so we can have a chance to negotiate a settlement.
Okay. That's the Attorney General's recommendation. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
All right. There's
so moved.
There's a motion.
Second. Jacobson.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded by Commissioner Smith that the order of the commission be stayed and the matter be set for reconsideration at the July meeting, thereby giving Mr. DeLand and Mr. Buckner time to negotiate a resolution of the matter. Is that the motion? That's the motion. Discussion of the motion. Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Are any in opposed to the motion? See, hearing none, the motion will carry, and the matter will be set aside or stayed until the July meeting.
And John, what is that July meeting?
Vicki, do you have it right with you? Latter part of July, I think, Lonnie will tell you.
July 30th.
July 30th.
Well, that's a good day for me. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Any other comments from the commission? All right. We'll stand and adjourn. Thank you.